Joining us now in the studio, in person, is our good buddy Ed McEnroe, tournament director of the Honda Classic, as the 2009 Honda came to a close 1 week ago today. Last Sunday, Y.E. Yang becoming the second Korean-born player to win on the PGA Tour. Eddie, good morning to you. Happy Sunday.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
I would imagine life is a little less hectic for you the last few days, considering that the tournament is now in the books. Just some general thoughts from this year's tournament.
You know, I'll tell you, we really honestly didn't know what to expect going into tournament week just because of the economy and how that's affected a lot of different industries, including the sports industry. But man, with some great weather and some fantastic events outside of just the 4 days of golf, it was just a spectacular week all around.
Ed, as usual, I like to ask you, you know, what went right, what went wrong? This year's a bunch of new stuff, like you had the Wives Tournament on Tuesday, Kenny G with the Wednesday Pro-Am, Family Day on Friday, I believe. What went right this year, what went wrong?
Well, I think over the last few years, since we've taken over management, it has obviously been more about the entertainment value for the community rather than just the pure golf enthusiast. And, you know, you add Kenny G into the mix and a handful of celebrities playing on Wednesday. You've got the Finn Cup with Mr. Ross and Rick Horro co-chairing during the week. There was just a much bigger buzz associated with the week all week long. And then, you know, obviously the 4 days of professional golf was pretty solid. So, you know, across the board, every day I think we increased our attendance. Our gate sales was up 24%. Concessions was up 6%. Parking was up a few percentage points. And, you know, quite honestly, we don't know what to attribute all the increases to, but we're not going to complain about it.
Ed McEnroe, tournament director for the Honda Classic, joining us in studio this morning. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. The 2009 Honda Classic ended last Sunday at PGA National Resort and Spa. Y.E. Yang, the champion, by one stroke over John Rollins. And Robert Allenby, Jupiter resident, again getting another top five, third year in a row for
Are you
Robert.
Taking him next year already,
I think I'm going to pick an early on pick for
You're
2010.
The kiss of death of the guy.
Maybe I should stop picking Robert and he'll finally win the Honda. But third year that the Honda was at PGA National Resort and Spa, the new venue for the Honda. 2006, the final year at Mirasol, the attendance for the week was 45,000. First year at PGA in 2007, the attendance bumped up to 82,000. And then last year for the 08 Honda, attendance was 91,000. How about the attendance numbers for this year? I know Saturday, Family Day on Saturday, it was just incredibly packed there. I mean, it was people wall to wall.
Yeah, it was. And our final numbers, we just pulled them together on Monday, and we bumped up another 2 percentage points to 93,800 for the week. And you're right on. I think what I'm most pleased with is not only the increase in attendance and parking and concessions, but even more than that, and how we were able to react to the circumstances. I mean, we had to add buses over the course of Saturday afternoon for the Family Day, and you know, concessions had to increase, and so we really have become very reactive to the environment, which only allows us to be, you know, better off in the future when the masses come out.
The promotion on Saturday's Family Day, one of them, there were a ton of promotions, but one of them was a free giant-sized golf ball to the first 500 kids through the gates. Awesome promotion. Only request I have for 2010 is let's bump that number up to 1,000, because my neighbors got there at like 10 in the morning, and the golf balls were already gone. I mean, there were tons of kids coming into the gates bright and early on Saturday, and for my two the kids that live next door to me not to get golf balls, and they were there like 10:30 in the morning. That says something. That says a lot of kids were coming, and hopefully we can get even more golf balls given away next year.
Yep, you've got my word, man. We're going to bump that up by 500.
Hey, Ed, I want to ask you, you know, with the attendance numbers going up like they've been going up, and I was there Saturday and Sunday, but longer on Sunday, and it, absolutely comfortable atmosphere. It doesn't feel like you're packed in or anything. We were able to walk around pretty freely throughout 10, 11, 16, 17, and 18. But is there actually a number where it might be, not that you'd ever say, hey, it's too many people, but are you at a comfort level right now with about 90 plus thousand people for the week?
Yeah, we are. I think we got to a little over 26,000 on Saturday, and I think our comfort level is at about 33,000 people. And you know, like you mentioned, I mean, you know, we want to make sure that the experience as soon as people park to the second that they get back in their cars is a good experience. So, you know, when we see lines getting long going through admissions, or we see buses starting to back up, we like I said, we react to it and and try to make sure that that lines open up and we can go ahead and keep the experience running smooth.
Ed McEnroe joining us in studio, tournament director for the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rennie Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. The 2009 Honda now in the books. It was quite a success. Over 93,000 people attending for the week. That peaked on Saturday during Family Day with over 26,000 people. Ed, congratulations to a great tournament. Good luck in 2010.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.